Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Nothing compares to the traditional pageantry of college games on Saturday afternoons in the fall. The fans, the players alike, stirred into a frenzy just before the game time, and big parts of it center around the mascot nickname of the school. This moniker identifies the university and the region it's in with some representation of their school spirit. We explore the FBS mascots in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, your portal to positive football history. And what can be more positive than the mascot of a school or a team? You know, they bring the very spirit of what that team is all about in the region that they represent. And in the Division I football subdivision, or FBS, of the National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, currently has 130 member schools. Each one of them has its own unique traditions, legendary players, and colors. However, they don't all have the unique mascot nicknames from each other. There are 96 different nicknames in our study for the 130 schools in the FBS, leaving us with the fact that over a couple dozen share the same mascot name with one of the other schools in the FBS. So, what is the most popular FBS nickname? Well, let's come back to that in a minute. First, let's hear some of the most unique team names in the FBS. Now, in my opinion, some of the best names are the ones that are the most different. Now, who can ever forget about the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns? Nobody else has that name. Or the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. These are great examples of the region of the country and the world that these places are in. And a representation, a Rainbow Warrior, you know that's Hawaii. Ragin' Cajun, you know that's down in Cajun country, Louisiana. How about the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers? Great name. Virginia Tech Hokies. Purdue Boilermakers, representing an industry in the area. The Florida State Seminoles, you know, the Native American tribe that was in that area where Florida State is from. The Oklahoma Sooners. Arizona State Sun Devils. You know, that sun is definitely a factor in the state of Arizona, that's for sure. The North Carolina Tar Heels. Maryland Terrapins. But the Marshall Thundering Herd, or Louisiana Monroe Warhawks, the Akron Zips, the Penn State Nittany Lions, Texas Longhorns, the North Texas Mean Green, Navy Midshipmen, the UTEP, or University of Texas El Paso Miners, University of Massachusetts Minuteman from their revolutionary days, Old Dominion Monarchs, the Kansas Jayhawks, there's a real original name. New Mexico Lobos, another great one. Iowa Hawkeyes. Indiana Hoosiers, you definitely know that's the Hoosier State. The Texas Christian University Horned Frogs. Miami Hurricanes. Tulane Green Wave. South Carolina Gamecocks, Florida Gators, or the Alabama Crimson Tide. Iowa State Cyclones, Wake Forest Demon Deacons, Coastal Carolina, Chanticleers? I'm sorry, Coastal Carolina. Colorado Buffaloes, Central Michigan Chippewas, the Vanderbilt Commodores, the Southern Methodist University Mustangs, Nebraska Cornhuskers, Ohio State Buckeyes, Oregon State Beavers, San Diego State Aztecs, Wisconsin Badgers, Cincinnati Bearcats. Now, who's ever heard of a Bearcat except for the Cincinnati? The Utah Utes, another great Native American name of the region. The Tennessee Volunteers, Louisiana Monroe Warhawks, Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, the UTSA Roadrunners, and a Syracuse Orange. Now, those are some of the uncommon names. Now, we have some common non-repeating names that are in the FBS. The Charlotte 49ers, Baylor Bears, UAB Blazers, UCLA Bruins, Virginia Cavaliers, Oregon Ducks, Oklahoma State Cowboys, Liberty Flames, South Alabama Jaguars, the Colorado State Rams, East Carolina Pirates, and Toledo Rockets. Now, all of these universities I just mentioned are the only ones in the FBS that have these nicknames, but there are other major sports clubs that brandish that same mascot. Now, then we have a group that I call the adjective gang. You know, there's a descriptive word before the mascot name. And some of those, you know, sort of come in pairs. You know, we have the Blue Group, the Blue Devils of Duke, and the Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee. How about the Fighting Group, the Fighting Illini of Illinois, or the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame? Then we have the Golden Group, Golden Bears of Cal, Golden Eagles of Southern Miss, the Golden Flashes of Kent State, Golden Gophers of Minnesota, Golden Hurricane of Tulsa, and the Red Groups, the Red Raiders of Texas Tech, Red Wolves of Arkansas State, and the Red Hawks of Miami of Ohio. And then we have some of the Knights. These teams are knighted, the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers and the Black Knights of Army. Well, then we get into what I call the repeaters. And of course, these schools, they share a common mascot name with other colleges in the FBS. The most common, as you may have guessed, are the five schools that have the tiger as their mascot, followed close behind by the Wildcats and Bulldogs, each having four different universities in the FBS that use those mascot names. Let's talk about these, though. Now, we have three teams that call themselves the Aggies: New Mexico State, Texas A&M, and Utah State. In the Division I, two are called the Broncos: Boise State and Western Michigan. Four, as we said, are the Bulldogs: Fresno State, Georgia, Louisiana Tech, and Mississippi State. How about the nickname of the Bulls? Well, there's two of them: Buffalo and South Florida. Then we have the Cardinals, or the Cardinal. I know there isn't an S in one of them. Stanford is just the Cardinal, but Louisville and Ball State are the Cardinals. It's the same bird. One's plural, one's singular. It's okay. We're going to group them together anyway. And how about the Cougars? We have three schools, BYU, Houston, and Washington State. All are the Cougars. Two have the nickname of the Cowboys: Oklahoma State and Wyoming. The Eagles are a popular name. Three universities brandish that: Boston College, Eastern Michigan, and Georgia Southern. The FBS has two Falcons: the Air Force and Bowling Green Falcons. The Huskies are another popular name. Three schools with them: Northern Illinois, the University of Connecticut, and Washington. The Mountaineers is another popular name. Two teams: West Virginia and App State. The Owls have three teams that have this nickname in FBS: Florida Atlantic, Rice, and Temple. Panthers is another great name. Three schools: FIU, Georgia State, and the Pitt Panthers. The Rebels has two teams: Ole Miss and UNLV. The Spartans have two universities with that name: San Jose State and Michigan State. Of course, the Tigers, we told you, that's the most popular. That's our winner chicken dinner: Auburn, Clemson, LSU, Memphis, and Missouri. Now, we just had a couple years ago where we had two of those Tiger teams playing for the national championship, Clemson and LSU. A little bit confusing for the announcer sometimes, saying the Tigers had the ball, Tigers did this, Tigers. Well, they were all Tigers on the field that day. Then we have the Trojans, of course, the University of Southern California, but also Troy University. The Wildcats, we told you, have four: Arizona, Kansas State, Kentucky, and Northwestern are all the Wildcats. And then the final is the Wolfpack. Nevada has the Wolfpack as two separate words, wolf and pack. And NC State has all one word, Wolfpack. But it's still the Wolfpack. So, you know, these are just some great things of the traditions and the spectacle of college football that really bring some excitement and bring rivalry and just, you know, they're supposed to bring a little bit of fear into your opponents. And I think most of those names definitely do, from the unique ones to the common ones, some great names. And we appreciate the pageantry of college football and all those great names and mascots that the schools brandish and represent so well and make us all great fans. And hey, I come from a Division II school that's the Fighting Scots of Edinburgh University. So I guess my school fits in that fighting category with Notre Dame and the Illinois University. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus, get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.